concerning a fumble.
Unbelievable.
You want to talk about ripping your heart out.
He came after Carson Palmer, a breakdown in protection, and the Seahawks were on Palmer now.
This is the Opponent Audio Recap.
Boy, that hurt.
That sure did.
That one hurt.
The season can't end like that. He missed it left.
All right, 347, always fun, right, to go back and listen to a Seahawk game after a win. We made the executive decision. I think you were a part of this as well. I think maybe it was your vote that pushed this bad boy through to not play the recap after a loss. Because really, you look back on it, you think about all the decisions in sports over the years, like baseball used to allow photographers on the field, like 5 feet away from home plate during a baseball game. Why the hell were they doing that? Why the hell were people smoking in the locker room? Why were they doing that? Things that just made no sense, right?
Joe Burrow smoked last year after winning the national championship.
No, you can do that when you're Joe Burrow.
Okay.
But certain decisions, you just wonder, what the hell were they? What were we thinking playing this after a loss? Who the hell wants to hear about a Seahawk game after they lose?
You just want to move on, man. God. Take your medicine and move on to next Sunday.
What moron made that decision, for crying out loud? Anyway, this is not that situation, because the Hawks win 35-30 over the New England Patriots yesterday. Russell Wilson, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five touchdowns to five different players. Hawks win 35-30. They are 2-0 for just the third time in the Russell Wilson era, going back to last year and again in 2013. And we all know what happened, by the way, big boy, in 2013. So without further ado, whatever that means, let's go back to yesterday, the Boston radio booth at Gillette Stadium. The broadcasters, as many broadcasters are, did not make the trip to Seattle. Bob Soucy, Scott Zolak on the sports pub in Boston, calling the action for Patriot fans back in Massachusetts. Roll it.
Bailey to kick it off for the Patriots in the white jerseys and the navy blue pants, and he skies this kick to the right for a touchback as the Seahawks will go right to left. Three receivers left, including a tight end on the wing. Back to his right with a play fake to Carson. He settles in with time to throw across the middle, tipped and intercepted by Devin McCourty, running down the right side, clear to the end zone. A pick six and a touchdown, Patriots!
That's a great start for this defense on the road, setting the tone on the first series, and it's a high ball out in the left flat, and it goes right through the tight end's hands. McCourty off the pick, and it's just nothing but green in front of him.
Two tight end stack left, two receivers wide to the right from the Patriot 39 on a first and 10. Tight end Olsen motions right. Wilson takes the snap from the gun. He's pressured. Oh. Moves up with a pump fake. He deeks Bentley to run past the 30. 25-20. And Jonathan Jones will cover up at the 27-yard line. Russell Wilson in full stride, sprinting past Juwan Bentley, and he froze the linebacker with a ball fake.
Juwan Bentley is sitting there. It's one-on-one. Bentley on Wilson, and he got smoked by Wilson.
Wilson has Carson to his right. Olsen in motion to the left to Metcalf's side of the field. Lock it right as Wilson takes the snap. Looking left, now comes back right. Gasses in the pocket. He throws on the go to the end zone and a strike for a touchdown. Lock it on the receiving end. It's a 7-6 game in Seattle.
God, is that a pretty play by Russ Wilson. Decent coverage by McCourty, but nothing you can do about this, man. That's a great throw.
Keep the offense out there with a 4th-and-3 coming
up.
There
you go. Maybe
Seattle
that's two-down
30.
Territory, and that was the thinking.
Under a minute to go here on the first play. Clock is down at 5. Here takes the snap. Fakes the bracket. Fires down the middle for Harry. Makes the catch and absorbs a hit. And then two flags fall as he falls to the turf for the first down grab.
Get up, kid.
As
there you go.
Had Quandre Diggs, the former Lion, bearing down on N'Keal Harry, likely to draw a personal foul.
There you go. And it's a shot to the head. And then you got the punk, Jamal Adams, coming up talking more smack to Harry.
Helmet to
that's helmet. That's launching. And that's launching with the crown.
That one is worth a look for the officials.
Yep.
Greg Rolstad.
He'll be losing some money this week.
Unnecessary roughness. Defense, number 37. That player has been disqualified from the ball game.
Nice.
There you go.
You want to stop this? That's what you do.
Patriots will not challenge. It's a 3rd and goal to go inside the one. So the Patriots will line up again in a heavy
run
set. Two tight ends to the right. An extra tackle left. Izzo lines up left. Johnson to the right of Newton. 3rd and goal to go. Cam takes a snap. He hesitates and then he runs it left. And this time he's in. No doubt. Touchdown Patriots. Newton on his feet gives New England the lead.
I said it last week. This guy's a man. Man among boys.
2nd down and 8 from the Seahawk 46. Lockett and Metcalf split to the right, covered by Jackson on the outside, Gilmore on the inside. Seattle empties the backfield now with two to the left. Wilson identifies, takes the snap, drops back. Russell Wilson has time to look. Loda throws deep down the right side, an open receiver, and the pass is caught at the 5 by Metcalf, who high steps into the end zone. Gilmore tried to close ground at the last second. Metcalf makes the reception, and the Seahawks are back on the board.
What a throw. What a throw. This ball brought down raindrops. It was thrown so high. Gilmore's there. He just doesn't know where the ball is. That's just a strong receiver going up and get it. Nail the big frame.
51-yard attempt, Nick Folk. Missed a 45-yarder last week. The snap from Carlander Bailey in place. Between the hash marks, the kick hooking toward the uprights, and it's no good. So Folk has begun this season 0-for-2 for the Patriots as their place kicker.
Distance was there.
Still a 14 all-time.
Bill Belichick, he's at Halloween early. He got the duckbill face mask on. That thing's all over his chin, over the nose, over the mouth. We went with the N95 last week. Now he's got the filtered black one on. Looks like a beak.
This first half comes to a close in a 14-all tie. Entertaining in the Great Northwest. Patriots and the Seahawks here on Sunday Night Football.
You know how on the sideline there's always one guy, Dick, that helps the coach with his wires on his headset?
Yeah.
You know, kind of connecting him
the
to his
untangler.
Back or exactly whatever. Yeah. Bill Belichick needed someone to help him with his mask in that game yesterday. He could not figure that thing out. The only guy I've ever met who needs an instruction manual to put his flipping mask on. That was insane. The entire game, he couldn't get the damn thing right. But I asked Jackson this off the air. Did you hear any crowd noise at all on that broadcast?
Very little.
Yeah, it's like they didn't
Very
pick it
little.
Up. Yep. Just decided, you know what, we don't need it. And I guess from their perspective, why not, right? If we don't have to play the 12th man going bananas back in Boston,
right,
then why should we? So you compare that to, like, the last home game they played against New England, totally different, man. That sounds weird, not having a
It does sound back. Weird. I would not, even if I was a Patriots fan listening to that broadcast, I need a little more than that.
I agree with you. I like it. I know a lot of people are whining about it. I'd even go for the CGI fans in the stands, but that's just me. I think when you're watching the game, and you and I talked about this, you know, a couple weeks ago before the year began, when they get the pinch shot, the tight shots on the field itself, and the crowd noise is going over the TV, it doesn't look or sound any different than a regular season game. It
Not
really
at all.
Doesn't.
I think this season has been incredibly normal for me. I mean, the only not normal thing was not being at the game last night. That was the only not normal thing where I'm listening to my family scream upstairs when we finally stop them as I'm getting ready downstairs to get on the air last night.
That and waiting 5 hours to go pee in the men's room at the Clink, that's nice not having to do that. But 14-14 at halftime. Cam Newton, 7 of 11, for an 85, not a buck 85, 85 yards. Russell Wilson at halftime yesterday of this game, 13 for 16, a buck 52, two touchdowns, the pick, courtesy of Greg Olson, and a passer rating of 120. That's what half number one sounded like. Half number two, including the goal line stand. Coming up next on 950 KJ.
Now, from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Here we go, baby. Happy Monday. Headlines on Softy and Dick. 4 o'clock, brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
We'll do it live!
Russell Wilson. Oh, man. 52 for 63 on the year. That's 82.5% Dick, to you and me. 9.7 yards per throw. You mentioned this earlier about him being one of the most efficient passers in the history of the NFL based on yards per attempt. Outside of Steve Young and Kurt Warner, Russell Wilson has the highest yards per attempt number lifetime in the modern era in the NFL. He's got 236 touchdowns after 5 yesterday, one behind Jim Kelly for 28th all-time. Hawks are 2-0 after a 35-30 win yesterday.
And off the field, how about this report of the weekend? Ian Rappaport reporting that Pete Carroll wants to coach through his next contract, which is about 5 more years. The Bears giving Tariq Cohen a 3-year extension worth $17.25 million.
Injuries all over the NFL. We'll start with the Hawks. Pete Carroll confirming today that Bruce Irvin and Marquise Blair are out for the year with torn ACL. Speaking of torn ACL, Saquon Barkley, giant running back, done for the year. Christian McCaffrey, 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain for Carolina. And the Broncos lost both their starting quarterback, Drew Lock, for a month with a rotator cuff injury, and wide receiver Cortland Sutton for the year with a torn ACL. Bloody Sunday, dude, in the NFL.
Bryson DeChambeau just overpowered Wingfoot. He was the only player under par, and he was 6 under par, smoking the field to win his first ever U.S. Open.
All right, let's do this. We're going to get to the second half of the Seahawk opponent audio recap, courtesy of the Patriot Radio Network, 97.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Bob Sochi and Scott Zolak will pick it up third quarter, tied at 14. Here's how the second half sounded in Boston, Massachusetts yesterday. Roll it.
Running up to kick it right to left, Myers drills it in the direction of J.J. Taylor, the Patriots rookie in the navy blue pants and the white jersey. New uniforms, of course, for the Pats. Sees the ball sail over his head for a touchback as Cam Newton and company go to work left to right. Burkett in the backfield, third and goal to go. Snap to Newton. He's flushed to his right, rolling right. He runs to the 10. He's tripped up, and he's brought down by Jamal Adams. Newton, who is surveying toward the end zone, looking to throw, caught from behind the shoelaces, and Adams makes the tackle for Seattle short of the 5.
He's such a good safety for their scheme.
He really is. Stuck with the Jets, you know, at the beginning of his short career here.
Now Nick Folk, who missed a 51-yarder wide left earlier, will attempt to give the Patriots the lead from the right hash mark with a 25-yard try. The snap in place, the kick airborne to the uprights, and the kick is good. So the Patriots from a first and goal to go to a field goal to go into the lead for the third time tonight. Second down and 3. Wilson takes the shotgun snap from the 38 of the Patriots. Under pressure by Guy. Loads up. There's a long ball left. And the pass is caught by the backpedaling Moore over the pylon. It's a touchdown for Seattle.
I don't know how Wilson got this ball in, because there is no room to fade the receiver to the sideline, to the boundary. I mean, you can't have better coverage than Jason McCourty has on him. Left foot in, right foot hits the pylon. He got the right foot in the end zone. What a catch.
Perfectly thrown for a second.
Cash money.
Touchdown pass. One from 54.
What a throw.
This one from 38 to go with an earlier 4-yard strike. And the Seahawks have gone in front.
Newton's showing a little sense of urgency here, getting him in and out of the huddle.
But again, in only his second game as a Patriot quarterback, running this hurry-up offense with Burkhead to his right. Second down and 8. 2 receivers left, 2 right. Shotgun snap to Cam. He throws it out to the left. The pass is intercepted. A break on the ball and an interception by Dunbar. Coming up with a pick along the far side for Seattle.
Leighton Force to the left here by Newton.
So Dunbar, the former Washington cornerback, acquired via a trade in the offseason, intercepts, and the Seahawks with the lead will have possession in Patriot territory. He's carried 5 times for 39 yards. He's thrown 3 touchdown passes. Now he takes the snap.
Crosser.
On first and 10, throws a crosser to a wide open receiver left at the 20, 15, 10 to the 5, and Lockett's into the end zone with the second touchdown of the night.
That's blown.
And make it Swain, I'll beg your pardon. Swain on the catch and run for the Seahawks, expanding the Seattle lead.
Excellent play call by Seattle. Mass confusion in the middle of the field. It's a blown coverage. Bentley.
Yeah, Olsen clearing out the middle.
Bentley's
on the pick play.
He's killing you in coverage. You can't have Bentley out there in coverage.
Kick by Myers to the uprights is good. And the Seahawks now on top by 11, 28-17. Now from the 23 of New England, Edelman motions right to left with Newton in the gun. He takes the snap against the 4-man rush, backs up, shuffles left, throws a deep ball down the left side. He's got Edelman, lays out and makes the diving catch inside the 30. A sensational play by Edelman on the throw from Newton, beating Adams in coverage.
Edelman's hurting too. He's getting up, and this is an amazing throw by Newton. Over the top. It's a yes, his hands are under it.
First and goal to go. Ball inside the right hash. 1-2 tight ends, right, 2 left. As Izzo now shifts to the right side. Johnson behind Newton. Back up Johnson, the fullback to Newton's right. And the first and goal to go. He's going to throw a pop pass to the right. And Johnson makes the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Pretty, pretty, pretty. Put a bow on that one. What deception by Newton. I mean, the patience, because they showed him the same exact formation that he ran the sneak on a prior play. Great call by McDaniels.
The Pats are going to go for 2, down by 5. Michelle to the left of Newton with 2 receivers right. Harry stands up tight to the left. Newton takes the snap. He looks to run it. Newton starts up the middle, and he's hit behind the line and had to lunge forward just to break the line of scrimmage. Jamal Adams came in for the Seahawks, knifing toward Newton for the tackle.
It's a nice tackle right there, but you get the big German fullback there in the end zone. Das ist gut, ja?
You better see our friend Sebastian Vollmer.
Oh, he's looking for me again, I'm sure.
For some tutoring.
All right, so let's pick it up there. End of the third quarter, basically. So this next clip is going to include the goal line stand by the Seahawks. You have any thoughts on what's going to come out of Zolak's mouth, by the way?
Das ist gut, yeah.
At that play?
Probably not. Yeah, probably not German. At that play. Yeah. But I mean, just think about how relaxed you were after the last Seahawks touchdown. I mean, this game was freaking over.
Oh, yeah.
You were looking back saying, oh, my God, do you realize that the Seahawks defense, that there has been a lot of time spent killing on the radio station and on Twitter over the last 12 hours. The Seahawks defense allowed 16 points from the beginning of the game to the five-minute mark at the end of the game.
Unfortunately, the game is 60 minutes
long. True.
It's true. But I will tell you this. I started to freak out a little bit right before that third down play. Okay? And the shotgun snap.
Yes.
Because I thought to myself, what is, you know what? Let's do this. Let's discuss this later because this is a whole different conversation. I want to go back to the game. The fourth quarter, the goal line stand, Bob Soci, Scott Zolak. On the Patriot Radio Network. Roll it.
And you have to give Wilson such tremendous credit. Seahawks as well, coming back from that interception in Super Bowl 49. He's been a better player year after year. And now with a 3rd and 7 coming up, he takes the snap from the 31. Another blitz and a throw to the left. Caught by Lockett. First down grab. Chopped down by Jonathan Jones at the 23. So the Patriots sent extra rushers. Picked up well enough by Seattle for Wilson to find the open Lockett.
It's calm. Cool, collected, reads the blitz. It's definitely man coverage. Patriots starting to get a little desperate, sending people, trying to create a turnover here.
2nd and 5 from the 18.5 of New England. Ball in the right hash. 2 tight end stack right, 2 receivers to the wide side left. Carson in the backfield. Shotgun snap to Wilson. Pressure coming. Throws off the back foot. A lob to the right for Carson. And a perfect throw for a touchdown, Seattle.
It's 5. 5 and counting. Hell of a throw by Russ Wilson here.
4 years ago, it was Wilson finding the running back C.J. Procise throughout the night. Now the point after by Myers is good. He finds Carson here, and the Seahawks have opened a 35-23 lead. One receiver left as Julian now trots in motion to the left. Burkett stays on up in front of Newton. He takes a shotgun snap. He's in the pocket. He's in. He fires down low. Open. Edelman at the 5. Makes the catch. Tackled by Adams inside the 1.
Edelman's hurt.
And Julian Edelman.
Get up.
He's back on his feet.
What a catch by Edelman.
Another terrific catch against Jamal Adams.
I mean, it's a hell of a throw by Newton.
1st and goal to go. Newton joined by Johnson behind him in the backfield. Cam has rushed for a score and thrown for a score. Johnson now shifts to his left. Newton takes the snap. He runs it to the left. Cam Newton is in for the touchdown. His 2nd of the night.
It's a big boy drive, Cam.
Respond to the Seattle score.
Hey,
they still have life out in the great Northwest.
That's a big boy drive. Big throws on that drive. Those aren't little chippy throws. Cam Newton can still play, boys.
From the Seattle 30. Wilson drops back. He's looking to throw. He's going to fire a deep ball down the right side. Incomplete. Overshooting Lockett as Jonathan Jones was trailing.
Jeez, what are you doing, Seattle? Run it.
So the Seahawks
still have 2 timeouts left.
Stopped the clock with 1:49 to
go.
Huge. It was a bit of a wayward snap, too. Good catch by Wilson. That ball off his right side. Dropping back. Adrian Phillips. Now Bird waits on the punt by Dixon. Boots it away from the 20. He kicks it left to right. Another good punt, forcing a fair catch. Handled at the 19.5.
All right.
51 yards to the point of no return, but still an opportunity for the Patriots with 1:42 to go, trailing by 5. Patriots and the Seahawks, and again it comes down to the final play. 9 seconds to go. Maybe time for 2 plays with trips to the right. Izzo to the left. Burkett to the left of Newton. Waits on the snap, left foot forward. He takes it. Backs up. 4-man rush. He throws to the 5, and the catch is made inside the 3. Brought down by Harry at the 2. Timeout New England with 2 seconds to go. 1st and goal to go.
How does Seattle not see that? Man, what a game. What a game here in week 2. Come on, O-line.
3 seconds to go. Barring penalty, the
Lots
final play of the night. 1st and goal to go. Newton has Izzo to his right in the backfield. Johnson behind him. Newton from the pistol. 2 tight ends left, 2 to the right. Johnson shifts to his left hip. Snaps to Newton.
Nope.
He's going to run it left. He's hit behind the line, and he somersaults to the 2. The Seahawks celebrate as they stop Newton for a loss on the run. And Seattle will win it over the Patriots, 35-30.
Man, does that stink. I mean, you telegraphed it here with the formation because you've run it so many times out of it. Yeah, the left side got blown up. God, that stinks.
I saw where...
God, that stinks.
Our buddy Hawk Blogger had this stat yesterday that Cam Newton had run the ball from the one-yard line 19 times in his career up until that play yesterday.
Yep.
And that was the first time he ever lost yardage, ever, in his career. And look, I mean, if I'm a Patriot fan, that's what I would have done, right? I mean, we're all watching the game. We all know what they're going to do. They don't give a damn. You know what that reminded me of? Marshawn Lynch. We know that you know what we're going to do. We got a quarterback that's 6'5", 250. Try and stop us. So give the Hawks credit on that play, because normally that's just man on man. We're going to plow through you. We're going to have our big-ass quarterback get his big ass through your defensive line and score the game-winning touchdown. Give Bobby Wagner credit. Give Lano Hill credit. Give LJ Collier credit on that play. That play right there, dude, if I would have come to you right then and there at your house and said, Dick, what are the odds the Hawks stop these guys from the one-yard line and they win this game? What would you have said?
That question was asked to me by Kevin Shockey as I was sitting in this chair with these headsets on.
And?
I said 25% chance stopping.
Okay, 25%. So not very confident.
That was
right.
75-25 against them stopping Cam Newton.
How did that compare?
Hey, I don't know if you saw the ball. The Baldy breakdown gave the credit to Bobby Wagner on that play.
Absolutely, yes, because he sucked up an offensive lineman that made it available for LJ Collier with a lane to go get Cam Newton. So 25% on that play. What about when the drive began? When the Patriots got the ball back and the drive began after that third down play to Lockett that didn't work?
Oh, 75.
Really? Oh, wow. You know what? Man. I want some of you, man. You are a glass half full, optimistic, sunny guy.
You know,
I got to be more like Dick, man. I'm just a miserable bastard.
What it is with me is very simply, if you have treated me well in the past, I believe you will treat me well in the future. And if you were the Mariners, I believe that bad things will happen. I am all about your history with me, and I trust you. If you have a good history with me, therefore I trust the Seattle.
So you trusted the Seahawks history in the fourth quarter of getting after the quarterback? This is pretty good. You like
that? I mean that part of the I trust them to win football games. Yeah, that's what I trust them to do, because they win football games at a 70% clip in this regime. So I trust them to win football games.
Jackson, what was your confidence meter at? First and 10 from the Patriot 19, a buck 42 left to go. And I believe the Patriots had all three timeouts, is that right? On that final drive?
Yeah,
they got three timeouts, buck 42. Be honest, don't lie. 49451. Where was your confidence meter at 142 left to go in the game, Patriots down 5 with the ball?
About 10%.
Wow.
10.
He's at 75.
Yeah.
You're at
Dude,
10.
Dick. Like,
you were 10% that they were going to allow a touchdown with a minute 45 left?
Yes. Look what they just did. They just marched down the field seconds earlier and did the exact same thing and scored a touchdown.
Two of the previous three drives, the Hawks allowed touchdowns. Seven plays, 75. Six plays, 77.
Let's see. Well, let's just see what the actual
He's going to pull out the freaking win percentage.
And 10. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I am actually being too negative. ESPN percentage chance of win. First and 10 at the New England 19 with a buck 42 left.
Yes.
83.9% of a Seahawk victory.
Clearly ESPN doesn't watch their game.
Yeah.
They know what they're talking about. 4-16. Let's come back and talk more about what we saw yesterday. And I'm curious, 49451 for testimonials, courtesy of Hammer and Nail. On the Coors Light text line, what was your confidence meter? All right. Again, Dick says
Jackson's
75.
Full of crap, by the way.
Jackson says, what do you mean he's full of
crap? You know why he's full of crap? Because if I would have called him and said, okay, I'll give you 10-1 that the Seahawks win this game, you would have taken it. You would have taken $10 to my $1 if you're 10% smart guy.
$10, not $1,000. I mean, it's $10. Right? I mean, again, if I would have gone to you and said 10-1 and $100,
yes,
Seahawks lose this game.
You guys could get my wife on the phone, because I told her when that drive started, the Seahawks, I had messages to friends saying we're going to lose this game.
All right. I don't want to watch games with you.
Let's see what the text line says, 49451 on Southie and Dick on a Monday.